You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Friday afternoon. Let's check the cash grain market on the phone line from the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois, is Bruce Bostard. Good afternoon to you, Bruce.
Good afternoon.
On weeks like this, when you're in between the Christmas and New Year's holiday, do you move much grain?
Not a whole lot. We moved a train, a 100-car train, earlier this week. We've got one that should be in, hopefully not on New Year's Day, but the day after. Yeah, we've got some going out. We're dumping a few trucks today. Mostly what we're doing right now is we've rolled the books and we're writing checks.
I bet you are. So destinations of the 100-car trains, where are they headed?
Bean trains are going to the Gulf to cover the export program to help take some of the burden off the river.
Mm-hmm.
Corn trains right now are running into the southeast to the poultry market.
Okay, so, and the poultry market is in need probably for quite some time, I would think.
Yes.
And are the bids there pretty good?
Oh, historically at decent basis numbers, we're running into the overs. If we had an export program on corn, that would kind of help push it along a little bit, but not so. Beans, there's some pretty good numbers floating around out there.
Yeah, so what are your numbers for the day?
We are at 703 on nearby corn and 1432 on soybeans.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That is Bruce Bostard. He's with the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report to take up the agricultural cash grain market. I'll return in just a couple minutes when we'll look at what's been happening in the world of agricultural weather.